Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's an unplanned show because we're supposed to be in Texas right now.
A long time ago.
And it's interesting. I'm going to start off the show by, I'll first say, we're going to use ordinary playing cards.
Do the whole intro, then you can jump
and
in.
I've completely misplaced my good deck.
I didn't see you bring them out.
Yeah, I know. But I went back and looked.
Yeah, you'll find them. You packed them too good.
Yeah, they were in the suitcase.
She packed them too good.
Yeah. So, bear with me. We're using an oldie but goodie. All right?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's why you keep backups around of everything.
So, remember, for clarity, we are using only ordinary playing cards. Not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there. And there are many. I want you to be aware that this is different. This is personal prophecy that is, conducted through an ordinary deck of playing cards. So, just a minute. Sorry, they're
remember this moment, folks. Remember this moment when I talk and I get interrupted. Remember this. Okay, go ahead. So you went over the cards.
Yes, the cards. And I want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of the questions that were asked by those who call in. And if we go to Facebook, where people are watching us right now, on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, we are streaming live. Or live streaming,
bada-bing.
Whichever way you prefer.
Yes, it is.
And you can see us in action while you're on Blog Talk, if you'd like.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Isn't technology amazing?
Funny.
It's great. Until something happens.
Yeah, we hate it.
Now, it's interesting. You want me to let you do your part, then I'll do mine.
If you're rolling away from the normal intro, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Welcome, folks. We want to remind everybody this show is informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to remind everybody here that if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, or both, either way, don't matter, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. So I will start off, and we'll do it also anytime somebody shows up. But we'll start off right now. We have Louise, but not Louise from the UK. It's Louise from Australia. On the other side of the globe. And I believe that is our only international folk that has showed up.
Yes, so far.
Yes, it is, so far. But anyway, that's the name of that tune. All right, here we go, folks. Talk about the specifics. Stuff you got to do here. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your live free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. I always try to call in during the intro and make sure everything's good, and I was listening to the show, and it showed me on the list. So you are on the list. If you've already called, you hear the show, good, we got you. Just got to be patient. That's the hardest thing there is in life, but you got to do what you got to do. The Facebookers, we will try. We do our best to switch to you folks occasionally during the show. And we will open the floor to live Facebook Messenger chats, but that's going to be for the international folks. We don't want any we don't want anybody that's in the United States that can call on their cell phone to try to sneak in ahead of a Blog Talk line. That's not fair. We're not going to take you. Sorry. That's just not right because the folks that are international can't. They'd like to. They would, but they can't because they're not filthy rich. So... But please, that's them there, the rules. If you're calling in on Facebook Messenger, you would actually be calling in to Deborah Lee. Now, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. Otherwise, you could call all sorts of people up, and they would not like that. So if you're not friends with Deborah Lee, make sure you do a friend request. And when you search for Deborah Lee, and I typed in earlier when I copy and pasted the thing about the show, this correct spelling. If you do a search, like you do if you're looking for something, you'll get probably 9, 10 of them, but 2 of them have her picture. Send requests to both. There's their linked accounts. Just send it to both. Especially if you're live tonight and you're trying to whip out or trying to get in there, let us know. Let me know. Say, hey, I just sent a friend request to Deborah Lee, and I'll tell her, and she shall go check and accept it. Now, if it doesn't happen tonight, just save it for the next show. We do many shows because I know Louise seems to be new here. And I think, I'm not sure about Diana. Diana might be new, maybe too. I will copy and paste this once again. My little.
I think Diana has called us before.
She may.
I could be wrong.
Well, it's not like it's the only name on earth. She can't be the only person called Diana, right?
Right.
Right? Just like Louise is not the only Louise on this planet. So that's the deal. And when we do that, you're going to do a call. We're not going to do type, because you can use Messenger and you can do audio or video. You have the internet or your butt wouldn't be here, so you can use that internet to do the audio video thing, but only when I officially announce it. If you call even a tiny bit out of turn, we got to hang up because it doesn't have a hold system. It's Messenger. It is what it is.
What it is, yeah.
And you know what? Because we pay nothing, so you get what you pay for. And there they're rolling in now. Okay, let's see. We talked about, I know there's the big one that whether you're a Facebook caller, Blog Talk caller, or whatever you may be, you hear the sound of the harps. That is a transition point. First of all, you're transitioning away from your Freedom Endeavor, which is concluded. When you hear that harp sound, it's over. It's not, oh, let me hurry up and get 5 more questions. That is a negative, Ghost Rider. That reading is over. It's free. We have to somehow put a point because we've got other people. You got other people. So when you hear the harps, just let it go. If you have burning questions, write them down for the next show, or go to psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private reading, and then I won't be there to stop you, and you can do all the questions you want with them, right? But when you hear the harps, before you depart, after your reading with Deborah's over, I'm going to give an angel card reading. Tonight's flavor is the good one. It's the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. So I will give you a single card before we say adios and then move on to the next caller. Before we take callers, Deb's got some stuff on her mind.
Yes.
Yes.
I have like a 2 to 3 minute little mini card reading lesson with all of you.
It's your time.
And our regulars all expected us to be gone. And until 3 o'clock this morning, we were packed, ready. We were going to Texas to be with my son, who is a sergeant in the Army, staff sergeant.
He's up there. Yeah. But he's great.
Anyway, his wife is flying in from Japan. This has been a real emotional time for us. She was missing for a few days in Japan. Excuse me, where she comes from. She's born and raised. And luckily, there's very little crime in Japan. So we didn't have to worry about, you know, things like murder, kidnapping.
And first of all, remember now, she wasn't like in a gown wandering in the middle of a street in the middle of the night. All right. Let's get that thought out of everybody's head.
She had left the psych hospital.
Right. That's what everybody got concerned about. But as she's demonstrated, that part's not her problem.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you, it was in my cards 2 days before we went. And I said, Jim, there's going to be a problem with the flights. He doesn't recall that. But this is the card that I saw. Mm-hmm. Attached to our trip.
Just remember, folks, I have a bad memory, and B, if I sit here, even if I had a pretty good memory, I'm not going to remember all the things she sees. She sees lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And this brain, it can't retain just a little tiny little bit at this age, and just after I've killed this many brain cells.
It wasn't going to be like an airline crash or anything.
See, now, if she would have said that, my ass would have remembered that.
Yeah. the card.
Jim, the card says the wings are falling off. I've been like, oh, I'm going to remember that.
This is the card that in your readings is going to say to you, oh, my gosh, broken. It can't be fixed. The plans are ruined. We can't come up with a new resolution. And in the training, I say it's like you've dropped somebody's very fragile and beautiful teacup. You dropped it and it broke. And I don't care how hard you try, but you're going to still be able to see, unless you go to some kind of very expensive specialist, that that teacup will never be the same. This card, Three of Hearts, is a card that expresses regret and sorrow over things that can't be fixed. So it's not anguish and pain, but it's regret and sorrow. And we spent all morning trying to get those flights rebooked.
And you know, it's good and bad. It's great when you go through like these different third-party people because they bundle everything. But then when you have to do changes, sometimes you're bouncing between the two, and that just drags it up and makes it worse.
It does.
Airline, and I won't say the name of the place. Airline, name of the place that does it. You know, hotel, name of the place. You're bouncing around, and, I defy any person in a 12-step program not to revert back to the drug of their choice after that.
You know how big Texas is. So we're going to Killeen. There's this, like, one little airport, and then otherwise you've got to drive from El Paso, Austin, et cetera.
They have all the big cities, but they're none of the closest one is Austin. Everything else is further away from the big cities.
Okay, so remember, Three of Hearts, regret and sorrow. It can't be fixed the way that you had arranged it. Now, with what's going on with the submarine, the little submarine that couldn't, you know what I mean? And all the information that's coming out, this is the card that would represent that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, this is Nine of Spades. There's a progression in the spades from 7, 8, 9. 9 is the deepest card of grief. This is a card that says it is lost. All is lost. And right now, we're all going through, now that they've released, you know, regarding the debris, and I can see why they didn't jump right out there. Can you say to everybody, well, guess what? The thing imploded and, you know, la, la, la. I think they wanted to really kind of give families and friends a little chance to understand what was actually happening.
Yeah, and they probably wanted to have like, all right, you know what? I want like 6 experts to confirm, not just one or two and get it wrong.
Now, tell us the guy that you said was asked and was offered, you know, buku bucks to go down and do a show.
His name is Josh. Can't remember his name. He does that show.
What is it?
Yes, I don't know. Anyway, actually, there's like some kind of an explorer society, I think they call it, that an elite, a lot of people, but they're elite. They're like really real explorers, not like wannabes.
Yeah.
And he's one of them. And 2 of these people, I think, on here that died are in that same fraternity of explorers that died on this thing. Anyway, he hosts that show, Expedition Unknown. Great show. I watched it. It's one of those shows. I enjoy it. And he does a lot of dangerous exploring and stuff. And he actually went on that Titan thing. I don't know how a while back it was. They didn't go down to the Titanic. They were doing some, I don't know how far down testing and whatnot. And he wasn't too, he didn't feel comfortable on it. And he didn't like it, and he said, we're not going to actually go forward with I'm not going to go forward with doing a show of that thing going down with the Titanic that deep. He said, nope. That was back a while before this happened.
He's an E6.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good that we just shifted gears. You could just type it in.
I'd like to answer their questions.
And typing works.
And, Catherine, this is the official training deck. If I was to give readings using this, we'd need another desk. So yeah, that's what we're going to be training with. Okay, so let's see what we got, Joe.
Well, what we got is the phone lines are open, right? Right? You're bloody well right.
Diana, she's in the States. So we're going to need you to call in.
I've already pasted the information in for the phone number and stuff.
And we also have Louise with us, Louise.
International shout out to our other international Louise. This one from the UK.
Yes, and I've asked her to, I think we'll do a reading or two first, Louise, then we're going to come back to you. Louise shared with me today when I told her that our flights were canceled, there was no way we were going. She said, what'd she say? Oh, God, I'm
sorry. I don't
know. My brain just took a flight.
I would have no
clue.
And
it wasn't a scheduled one.
I have no ESP here, so I cannot tell you that.
She explained beautifully to me what I try to explain to all of you. So I said to her, please, would you stay up really late over there in the UK and call in when I tell you to, and then we'll have you share what she told me, and it was outstanding.
Outstanding.
Yes, it really was. She blew my mind. Okay.
Area code 434. It's in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 434. Welcome to the show.
Never heard of it. Hello.
Hey.
Yep.
Who?
Hey, it's Khalil.
Yeah.
Khalil.
It's Khalil. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yep. That's only been.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. What's new?
I'm good.
Yeah,
nothing much. I'm doing okay. I was wondering, I'm seeing, I have a counselor that I'm going to be, that's going to be like dealing with me, like going to be helping me with a lot of things, like with my mental health. And I was wondering, because it's getting back right on track. Do you know when you're going to see me being with my counselor?
Oh, so do you have a time frame? Give me a little more clarity.
All right. Well, see, I basically am going with my counselor's going to come and, you know, we're going to do things in the house, and then they're going to take me out. And they haven't approved her. They weren't approving her, but then when my mom set something back up, they approved her. So I was wondering if you see me start with her either this week or next week.
Okay.
So when you see it starting up, basically.
And you know what? Bless you for doing what you're doing. This has been hard, you know, challenges for people. And I think it's awesome.
And a special shout out to Joanne from Newfoundland, Canada. All right. Anyway, yes.
All right. I'm going to read your cards right now.
The cards are going to actually, and I believe that is the closest shoreline to, like, the Titanic wreckage is Newfoundland.
I know.
Straight shot to land. I think they're the closest. Yep. If you had to pick, like for me, mainland, I'm not talking any little islands or things like that out there, but if you mainland of a country, that would be Newfoundland. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Give me a moment. We'll see what we'll see.
Yes, indeed. Card. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Cards are going down.
Yeah.
So I gave it your national shout out just to let you folks know. All right. Yes. All right. All right. Well, that is good. That, it's a very good question. It's good that he's looking, getting this ball rolling again. Yep, it is. And it's in another generation or two, it's not going to be such a big deal.
It's going to be nothing.
It's going to be just like...
Yeah, commonplace.
Yeah, I got a cold. I got an injury here. I got this other, some mental health stuff here because,
yeah.
You know what? God, you're born the way you're born. You got no choice what to do with that stuff, but except to work with what it, you know,
well,
and make it better. And there's ways to do things. I'm not an expert. I suck at even talking about the subject, but I think that it is a subject that people should quit trying to sweep under a rug.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, go ahead, Deb.
Well, I really feel this woman is definitely, let's see, what's a good word for it? She is definitely motivated and very much enthused to be there for you. Time frames are tough for me. I feel that she's trying to put in order her agenda as best she can, okay?
Right.
So I think it'll be soonest.
And?
But don't bank on that.
Sure, but now there's that, remember that other aspect that you get into legal and medical stuff? Do you see him being happy with the outcome of this? Is that in there?
Oh, absolutely.
So whatever that time frame is, it looks like what you can at least say is a card that he's going to be very happy with that outcome, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, that's another thing.
Like if you were my son, I would be telling you, I think the outcome here is going to be very good for you.
Thank you.
So that's my feeling. Yes, indeed. And you're going to be feeling better than you ever have. I got to tell you that. This is like a new lease on life for you. So, yeah, you can take that to heart and you do your very best, okay?
All right, real
and
quick.
Thank you.
Go ahead. All right.
Yes, real quick, my friend. I have your Archangel Michael, which is he's the head of the Archangel space. Not officially, but we all know. His angel card is all is in perfect timing, and he says this is it. It's time to take action now. I'll be here to help you every step of the way. So it sounds like this is like you already done the first thing, and he's there. This is it. You're doing the right thing, and you got Archangel Michael. He's going to be with you every step of this journey.
Exactly. So take care.
Yep. So you're on the right
Thank
track.
You.
Things are falling into place. Just do not give up faith and do not waver on your decision here. You're doing well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck, sir. You know where to find us.
Yeah, you find us.
Good luck, my friend.
Right,
and I only
anytime.
Put him on hold. That's a very good question she asked.
I really don't want to get into it.
What's about intuition and stuff?
Yeah, but it's challenging and seems negative to me.
No, it was like that. Yeah. People don't understand that, don't know this. They think like crystal ball. You walk into remember
no.
We talked about it. We've actually given this example to new people. Like it's a new person. They say, "I want a general reading." What do you say? You explain why you can't do that. That's all this is.
What it's really, really going to boil down to is personal prophecy is intuitive life coaching.
There you go. See.
And as me being a human being, I'm going to need to ask questions that will help to guide me, to give me clarity. And you go to any therapist around, you go to, you know, any life coach, what do you think they're going to do?
Sure.
They're going to ask you. I'm upset about it because I do what I do, and if people don't like it or feel it's worthy.
Remember, that's a 20-30-second delay, so that's before you explained
it.
Yeah. No, and what
I
throws,
don't pull rabbits out of a hat, hon.
What throws people off is the first word in the name of the show.
Yeah.
Psychic Love Doctor Show. So that implies that you are like this gypsy in a tent with a crystal ball with the long fingers going.
Well,
that's what people, when they see that word, right? When people see that word, they don't realize.
You know, Diana, you strike me as a lady that is willing for some kind of argument tonight, whether it's with me or somebody else. You know, I'd rather not engage.
She says she's known you for a long time.
Yes, you have. But there are times that, you know, we all
Oh, no, Louise is saying that. I don't know.
And I can tell you a continuing story. And I have so many, what do you call them, like examples?
It's just not a genie. It's not your typical, when you watch TV and this traveling caravan of gypsies come along and the bitch pulls out a crystal ball. And I know that the word, it's not that. It's an intuitive thing, and it's like a computer program. It's like somebody wrote this really good proof program. I want to find out something. Well, you got to give a lot of good information. She doesn't know anything about your life. Now, you've done 5, 6, 7, 8 readings with her. She's not going to pump you for information. That's all.
You know what? I've had a hell of a day. And you're upsetting me.
Come on.
I don't want to deal with this. No. People otherwise come here. I don't have anything to prove. You know what? Like my show, don't come. Okay? Remember, it's all free. This is my free time. And if you don't like it, go suck a bubble.
What kind of bubble?
Any kind of bubble. A good soapy one is usually best.
Yuck. I like the bubbles that are in, like, beers. Not wine bubbles too much. I'm not a big fan of that. I like wine bubbles in the beers.
I don't know if there are.
Wine has a little bit. It has slight carbonation, right?
Champagne, which is supposed to.
Well, that's ridiculous.
What is that called? Champagne going in?
That's
sludge coming out?
I mean, champagne is out of control as far as carbonation.
So, anyway, I don't. And I do teach my students, you always have the right, always, to refuse readings to anybody. And you're not here to prove anything to anyone.
All right. Having said that, we have more folks ready to call. This is a cool one. state we don't get a call from quite often here.
Joanne, you are good. You're
603. New Hampshire, New England. We like it. 603, welcome to the show.
God, and then she interrupts the show.
Hello.
From.
I just asked a question. I just asked you a question. You're upset with me. I just was wondering. It was just a simple question, my love.
And we asked
I didn't
it,
mean
to
sing by it.
No, you have a question, though. There's your free
yeah,
reading.
Yeah, but
time.
I asked her a question, and she seemed to be very upset at me. I didn't mean that. I was just curious.
All right. Well, that ship has sailed now. Let's go on. Do you have a question?
It has? Well, she said she's so upset. I don't know.
I have a Japanese daughter-in-law sitting in LAX airport crying her heart out because I'm not there in Texas.
All right, we're moving on. She's
her.
Been launched like the space shuttle. I don't want
Thank
to say the
you.
Space shuttle. The space shuttle blew up. So that's another catastrophic engineering
failure.
Yeah,
we were
going to
bring that up. And
actually, you know what? That is one thing about mankind. Mankind, we like to explore things that we physically should not be able to, and there is risk associated with that, and a lot of times it involves death. But if mankind never did that, guess what? You know, we would never advance to anything. We'd still be, like, what, making fire with sticks, you know, doing
yeah.
stuff like that.
Well, all through time, look at the catastrophes that have happened, but it has all been part of the process to bring us to that place of you know, exploration and you could say it like innovation, moving forward.
That's the first time I ever hung up on anybody, and I did not feel bad about it. And I banned her from the stream. She can come back later, another stream, not this one. I didn't do the super ban, but it is what it is. And I said the ship has sailed. Let's go talk about. She want to move on. That's like, well, guess what?
Yeah. Well,
then I shall ax you. All right. But anyway, we talked about that. Well, we were talking about that little mankind. It sucks that we are humans and we always learn through error. Now, this wasn't like one of those government-sponsored exploration things, but it's kind of sort of like, hey, we want to make money and send people down that'll pay money. So we're exploring how they obviously just found out how not to do it the right way. Unfortunately,
yeah.
It costs 5 people their lives.
And they weren't even certified. I mean, they skipped a lot of steps.
There's a bunch of stuff. There's a million things that come out of it, and the lives lost is all that matters. Everybody says, yeah, they volunteered but and signed waivers, but those waivers are challengeable in court if there was...
Yeah. What about that thing with...
If there was things that weren't done properly on the vessel, then those waivers don't mean shit. They can still sue the crap out of them. We'll bring their lives back.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe, yeah, you can't just sign a waiver. I can't say, here, sign this waiver, and there's absolutely nothing that can get on them. It's like, well, now, you still have to provide safe. There's things you have to provide regardless of the waiver. And then we challenge in court. It's like, there's people got fired saying there's known construction concerns, engineering concerns, so... That waiver doesn't mean squat in this case.
Well, like, for instance, what if we have to sign a waiver to get a hot cup of coffee at, say, McDonald's? We have to get a waiver. But what if that cup imploded or exploded?
Yeah, waivers are – usually the waivers are if everything goes like it's supposed to, and typically the person does something wrong.
Yeah.
It's like somehow you defeated a roller coaster safety feature or – you ran onto a roller coaster track and went high, and you got run over by a roller coaster. Guess what? You shouldn't do that. You're not going to sue Busch Gardens if you run someone run off the middle of a track of a roller coaster. So, but anyway, or just saying. And there's been a lot of injury and disaster over time.
That supersonic thing?
Concorde.
Yeah.
There's another thing that was innovative. It was a high-tech. It was one of a kind thing. It was doing greater than the speed of sound travel between the continents of Europe and U.S. at ridiculous times that only rich people could afford. It was great. It wasn't necessary, but it kind of was in its own way as far as technology and as far as business. And that thing finally had that when it left France that time and had that, I think it was a tire failure that ruptured a tank and it left. Once it got off the ground, they said there was nothing, it was already doomed to that fire. But they shut it down after that, the companies and businesses. There's talk, there's whispers out there, bringing back more supersonic transports. So,
all right.
Not necessarily you coming saying, all right, so we're going.
How about if we bring, what do you want to do first? Have Louise call in and say what she said was beautiful. We all need to listen to it.
Yeah, Louise call in, and then she can stay on the line, too, while we take the next caller.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Louise. Bring it on in.
Come on, Louise.
Oh, Rachel.
My
God. Special shout out to Rachel in Australia. I will brief you when I can intermittently here about why we are not in Texas. Let's just say
there was no
air travel.
It was no drama.
Just the air travel. That's the problem.
And they wanted to rebook us not until tomorrow, and we wouldn't get there till damn near midnight.
So they take a short trip and already want to knock a day off. And then add an extra stop in the flight and do all this other shit and separate. It was just crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, you better pump up the volume, Deb.
Come on aboard.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Okay, let's share a video. Yep, here we go.
Well, they're not going to see it, but who cares? Turn up the volume.
I like seeing her.
Yes. You better break that freaking thing out here because nobody's going to hear that. That speaker.
It's so loud.
But you better break it out.
That's okay. Let me know if it's late. I'm on earbuds.
There
you
go.
Fuck me. Nah, we don't want to, Jim. Hold on. Wait now. It's us. We've got the issue here.
Don't talk to them yet.
It's on. It's on.
I have a soundboard thing, but I put them out.
What do you think is the problem? She put the microphone over here.
I didn't hear. Tell her to keep talking.
Keep talking.
I said, I have my soundboard thing, but it took them out. It might have something to do with that. No?
Oh.
No, it's us. It's always us.
So we put it down and pull back.
We're getting there. No, it's not. Oh, it's not that. It's a hardware problem.
Well, let me work my magic.
Wait, are they both working?
Yes.
All right, then should we
that
bring...
That should be just fine.
I'll make my magic. Can you people hear her? And I can't see anybody, so...
The show's going on, Deb.
Yeah, but I... Oh, where'd she go?
Well, I think she thought there was a problem. Answer it.
Hello.
Oh. Is it now?
That's very loud.
That's good.
Go to your volume down there. Please.
You gonna shoot me or what?
I don't have a gun. I'm unarmed. I can arm myself real quick. What's your volume at? There you go. Very.
It's always fun and games.
Yeah. Oh,
right,
lots of fun.
Now, Louise, remember, you're dealing with Americanos here. Americanos. So make sure
I have to go slowly?
You do. I'm sorry, my darling, you do.
Okay. Is it okay, sir? If we raise everybody's vibrational energy with a stone, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Yeehaw!
Holy crap, she just jumped over our continent.
Sounds good to me. All right.
Okay. Right. Hello, viewers. I've actually prepared a little writing just to explain why Deb was asking me to do this. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I think we can.
It is what it is. Let's rock.
Okay. So, and this is maybe channeled, yeah? Because, you know, that's what happens when I write something like this. So channeled, when I'm saying channeled, it's using spirit guides because I know the way they talk. And it's sort of they help me with the words to try and get the message out, yeah?
Yeah.
So, and this is bizarre the way it started, but there is a point, guys, so stick with it, it's not long. To talk to me life, one soul is in a body walking this earth. And I believe it's momentarily creating their own reality, which creates steps for their life path. To think that this is somewhat uncomfortable, so that makes me aware that up until this very moment, right now, our thoughts, feelings, etc., put us within our mind in a place that we create good or bad for our reality right now. Hence the reason why thoughts and words are so important. So to me, I feel throughout life, we get tested, challenged, call it what you want, but I call them lessons for soul group. So sometimes we are all, we're going to go through soul group lessons because we've got to keep grabbing right, we've got to keep moving forward. And it's uncomfortable and not very nice or welcoming they are to be. They are necessary. Mm-hmm. So like Deb was going to try and help her family. Deb, people so close to me. Seems like it's being tested. One second. And if the cancel of the flight, it may have occurred for numerous universal energy reasons. One would have been that the couple, his son and his daughter-in-law, who were missing, have got to spend more time together before Deb arrived, hence changing the energy in general, making Deb's job maybe a little bit lighter. It could have maybe been a test for Deb's opening to dampen their energy, you know? So Deb really needs to challenge herself, because to express to others that you've got to keep high vibe, you've got to keep your energy high. We also need to work on that ourselves. We can't talk the talk without going through them lessons again and again ourselves. So very necessary to Deb. And I know she trying good is getting emotions out. Well, high vibe is necessary. But also there's another reason that I've been thinking about, and the cancer flight ticket instance, the flight was not cancelled. Sometimes they weak because of our light. Is universally looking at the whole 360 degree angle of down below. So what would the ripple effect of that day happen to other people that we meet passing the street if that flight happens? It's a bit like off of film, you know, like in what happens if you go one way or the other door, you know? And sometimes we are actually saving others because we are so light from the effect that it could have had that day on, you know, universal. So really, I do believe that we are told individually, the more we can understand and accept that these happen to us, that we do create them, the more importantly is to be kind on ourselves and make sure that our vibration keeps high and positive. The end.
I think that is wonderful, and I feel like I'm a professor or a teacher listening to a student read a composition that she wrote, and I would give you A++ on that.
A++?
Yes, A++.
Holy A++.
Yes, so I think it was wonderful.
I also really wanted to say, because I've got it in my head just right now, that Debbie, you may experience some body ache, some body health, you know, whatever, because of these challenges, but do know that they will go, they will pass.
Thank you. And you are such a lovely, lovely sweetheart. I adore you. So thank you.
I adore you.
Thank you so much.
I adore you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, I was going to give you a bit of a reading.
A wee bit of a reading.
It's yes. Okay. Thank you for
having
me. For the others.
It's up to her. You have the floor.
You have the floor.
You have the floor, my dear.
You know, I'm just going.
You know when you know, you know. You know.
I'll tell you what, we will get together on our own. And we will, besides we have other things to discuss.
They shall converse professionally.
Yes.
The colleagues.
I feel like I've got it all for myself. Speech what it speaks. So I want it intent to give others the floor because they need it more than me.
Okay. Well, that is very kind and generous of
you. Yes, thank you, my
that really, I mean, that is, I'm not being, like, sarcastic. That is really awesome that she is letting her slot go, so to speak, to other folks.
I love that. You have a beautiful future ahead of you. And what you shared with me the night before last, oh, my God, when they all find out, it's going to curl their eyelashes.
I don't think it was carnal, folks. I don't think it was carnal or porn, the select. Folks,
no. No, but it's
of course, I wasn't there.
It's a
why should I say
true.
That? I was not there. I don't know what they shared. Well, all I know is you can't share too much if you're not in the same room. That's all I got to say about
that. Well, the thing, but you know.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yes, Forrest, thank you.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yes.
Well, you know where I am, and
I'll be
watching the show anyway.
Thank you.
Well, she knows where you are, too. Well,
thank you.
Thanks to you, viewers, for listening. I hope you took something from that.
Yes, I did, and I hope they did, too. It was very insightful. Thank you, my darling. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
What a sweetheart.
Thank you for a double thumbs up. All right. And? I shall now go to 520. Lisa.
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Hello there.
Thank you for holding for about an hour. Thank you. Hey, you are on live. It's all Lisa's. This is Lisa's time now.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
What's rocking on?
Okay.
A lot of
well, this
here.
Is... The update.
Okay, big update.
We sleep side by side because he's in bad shape and I need to watch him.
Oh. All right. Is he snoring? Is he a snoring box? No.
Softly like an angel. And the other thing is, this is the other thing. He came in. We said goodnight. He went to his place. I went to mine. We stayed out in the backyard eating and talking for a while. And then I told him, you know, actually I was talking to him when he was in the hospital. I said, you probably should... You know, you could sleep here next to me. I'm just really worried about you. And he was getting angry. I said, don't get angry. He says, I like to sleep by myself. I said, do your thing. Do whatever you want. And so then I said to him when we were saying goodnight, I said, I'm leaving the door open, unlocked. And so if you need anything, so guess what happened? Guess what happened? I don't even know what time it was. He came walking in like a little boy. And he, yeah, so we went to sleep. And then we're doing.
Lisa.
Where'd you go? Get back.
Where are you, Lisa? I don't see any problem on our end. Let's just wait and see.
What did she say?
Oh, there you go. You gotta go back about 30 seconds. You were like disconnected for 30 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
You said he came walking in and blop. Make a little boy and blop.
He walked in and mm-hmm. we got settled and we slept together and he is snoring sweetly and believe me I'm in pain too, so you know it's not like I'm feeling like you know. So we both
was this like an old folk home you guys had, were having the battle of the walkers?
Right.
You guys had walkers and you're bumping walkers?
Yeah.
Apparently, yes. Apparently, it was.
Leave it to you, though.
Did you guys park your walkers next to each other?
I love it. Yeah. 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 The living room is like a hospital.
Gotcha. Well,
I wasn't meant to hurt you. You just turned into my hand. I was like, hey.
Well, so you didn't, like, grab his hand and fondle yourself or anything like that?
No.
Yeah.
Where the hell are we going here?
I would have had a hard time.
Good Lord Jesus.
Death. We got out of an accident. You know what? I find him so irresistible, though. We're making dinner right now. We're going to go out and about tomorrow because we have to take care of his business. He's got a lot of stuff he has to take care of. So,
all right. So where do you want to go with your non-psychic reading?
Yes. Tell me psychically what's going to happen, Deb. Take me to the chapel on time.
All right. Speak.
Take me to the river. Throw me in the water.
Matter with the fish.
I've spoken. Anything else you would like me to impart to this audience? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm really confused because there was a gap.
He's in
It's illegitimate. Last time he was in the hospital. You were at home in a walker, and all of a sudden, you guys are sleeping next to him. So
yeah,
the gap kind of blew me away. That's all.
He came to you. When they come to mom.
Back at, how did he get from hospital to his casa?
Me. I'm taking painkillers to get around the locker.
I'm missing some part of the story. So you went and picked him up because somebody has to pick up from a hospital. Because that's their freaking stupid ass rule.
My friend who's a nurse, she said, they'll throw you out of the hospital as soon as you can because they don't want people to catch all these extra diseases in there.
That, and you know what? That's their cover story to make them feel good. It's also because them and the insurance companies are like, at a certain point, get that sucker out of there. We don't want to pay all this insurance shit. And the hospital's like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of it's insurance shit. Hey, is he okay? Can he breathe? Can he wipe his ass? Get him out of here. Yep.
Well, they want you to start functioning on your own.
Yeah, and they don't
want to. So you don't linger, you know.
And they got to have a room open up for the next person coming in with that big insurance company, paycheck for the hospital. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. But you know what? Just to all you folks out there in other countries that think, oh, that extra that government-provided care is so great, blow me. I've heard a lot of horror stories from that free health care that you get in some of these countries. And
I'm going to lay these out again.
A whole bunch of the folks have come down to our country.
Did it look bad?
Money for special care.
It looked obscure.
It was too hard to read. It was like bizarre to her, so she's redoing the cards. That is all. There's a bunch of weird talk going on here. Interesting.
Yeah, they're talking about the monkeys.
Well, multiple. They were also talking about food stuff that I like. You keep doing that. I'll take care of this. Steak, potatoes, veggies all cut up with beef. Find Guinness, all kind of Guinness. Guinness beer. If you're going to cook, I've noticed a lot, because we go to a member of that Park Lane Tavern, a lot of the best recipes have the beers from Europe. Remember? The fish and chips that one of the places are like the best fish and chips I've had here, of course, I haven't been to Europe, are made with Boddingtons in the batter, and that is good stuff. And I know folks have heard of Boddingtons out there. And they have this one Monte Cristo fried sandwich. I think that was made with a little bit of Magner cider. I'm just throwing some references. Anyway, Guinness stout is good, and lots of chilies and meat pies and always good stuff. If that's your stout of choice, there's a lot of good stouts out there. You know, Guinness is obviously the king. They set the bar. All right. Your cards are down. She's back.
You two are definitely getting tight. You're getting close. There's a bond here. And you're going to really feel it once you both are better, in the sense that this closeness, it's almost like it was divinely inspired for the two of you to be caretakers of each other. He's going to look after you. You're looking after him. Ceviche. Is that, ask them where ceviche came from. Begins, I believe, with a C.
For what?
They're talking food and fish.
I don't know. You're just all of a sudden talking to Lisa, and I'm like all of a sudden, oh.
Okay.
Well, you already heard it, so I don't have to ask him now. So, yeah.
Is that guy from the East Coast coming back, the ass grabber?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know. He hasn't said anything about him.
You know,
I suspect he is, or he's planning to. And if he comes while this guy, your neighbor, is still convalescing, he's going to kind of want to hip check you right out of there so that he takes care of his friend. Isn't that weird? But I don't know. That's what's here. So you and the neighbor are going to look into a lawsuit coming up.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, all right. So bottom line was it wasn't totally negative. So, okay.
No, it's crazy.
Well, you know what though? Then you know what, and we don't need to know about it. I was just, the fact that you said maybe means that is significant. Okay. And you guys can elaborate that on your own. That's fine. This doesn't have to be a forum for everybody to know everything.
Right.
You're bloody well right.
But I think it's going to be great. And that
super
trip
cramped.
You guys are taking on, I believe you're going to take even more steps in terms of closeness.
Wow.
So, now, when you sleep with someone, Lisa, are you like a fish in bed, or do you lay there like you're in a tomb?
Everybody stand by.
I'm in a tomb because I'm hurt. I'm really hurt. He's hurt.
So
we're both like in
now.
A,
now
so
she's
you're
in
not
a tomb.
Moving around or
but,
you know.
But,
oh God,
like,
no. The only thing I moved is my head, maybe. No, I don't move anything. I don't move anything at all.
Did you ever get a hold of your doctor?
Oh yeah, I saw her. Yeah.
And what does she think, if you don't mind me asking?
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. She gave me
that. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. I'm happy. I'm happy about that. well, I think your cards are looking very good, despite what happened. Okay? Despite what happened. So,
they're mending,
I think that guy, if he comes, you know, ass grabber, if he shows up, I think he's going to try very hard to make you jealous.
Mm. How's he going to make her jealous? Oh, the guy way.
By sliding in there.
Or maybe the guy way, like, hey, we're going to go out and do all these fun guy things.
Well, or taking care of him and saying
that's
stuff
weird.
Like, yeah, Lisa, I don't think you need to make him any more soup.
Okay.
I'm taking care of him now, that kind of thing.
That's not a typical guy thing.
Well, he's not a typical guy.
Oh, I don't know that he is.
Yeah.
The guy from the East.
So he'll be territorial. He'll be territorial with us.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you'll
be careful you don't get pissed on. Go ahead.
Yeah. You'll be prepared for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
So.
That's unfortunate. Is his friend jealous?
Yeah, have they ever been, you know?
No. No.
Okay.
I trust her instinct on that. And
no,
I have no cards, but it's not to me. It sounded like at least that guy that came down wasn't that kind of guy.
No, he's not that kind of guy.
That's what I got too. But that was just out of her. I don't have cards. I know nothing.
Yeah. What do you have for us?
Oh, what I do have, though, for angel card reading from Archangel Michael is make a decision.
Yeah.
Are you choosing to prioritize?
Come on.
Yes, I can speak English. Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you towards your own joy. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
lot of stuff
you're
going
welcome.
On there with that.
I love you. Thank you for being there. Thank you.
And we're
thank
glad
you
both are on the mend.
Yeah.
That's what's important. You're mending.
Oh, yeah. It's a bummer,
yeah,
but
that's
yeah.
That's what matters, you know, amongst all this other stuff. That's what matters is you both are healing.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you take care. We should be
thank
on
you.
Here.
There's so many.
We've got to be here.
Thank you. There's so many blessings to count. Thank you.
What's Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk
sorry?
To you tomorrow. And hope you feel better.
Oh, yeah, just letting you know, tomorrow is Robocard Friday, so you
oh,
know,
yeah.
Unless we crawl
you'll
into
a
submersible vessel
yeah.
And explode, we'll
you'll have
be
a
here.
Card, you'll have a card for me that says, go fuck yourself. Yeehaw.
There might be one tomorrow. You never know, Lisa. Actually, you know what? Even the bad cards in the rubble deck, they're not that bad. Maybe you should make your own deck, Lisa. The back of the card should be the inside pattern of your shell. That could be the back of your deck.
Yeah.
You'll be a billionaire. All right.
Yeah, take care.
Put
thank
you on
card. Take care,
all right, guys. Lots of love to you.
Word up.
Bye.
Yeah. I think we need to end the show.
Okay. Yeah, well, it has been a long time and a trying day.
It's just, I have something I want to say before everybody goes.
Uh-oh.
To give you the latest update.
Of?
Well, of the ongoing daughter-in-law.
Oh, I didn't know which update. I didn't
yeah,
know
I received an update.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I wanted to share with all of you. And I shouldn't have been reading these messages right before the show.
Yeah.
You know, normally I... Oh, did you end us?
No, I haven't done anything. We're still
right,
live
everybody.
On all platforms. All platforms are live.
Okay, well, we should probably end the live.
Oh! Well, yeah. We got to start with one at a time here.
I don't... Yeah, just... Yeah. Yeah, hang on, everybody. On Facebook.
Well, first, yeah. You know.
This show is over, say goodbye. We're not as pathetic.
Going over, say goodbye. What kind of thing is wrong? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I will say, I'm lost. It'll be your Friday on all platforms.